Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, ah, at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
One day while I was eating beans
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging all the scene
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her down
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down next to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
A chill was running down my spine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody in the room
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
they said, "Man, be careful, that chick belongs to Smokey Joe." From behind the counter, I saw a man, a shelf hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout,
"You better eat up all your beans and bar and clear right on out."
Yes, I know I'll never eat again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
and so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I risk my life when that Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
There you have another one of those bird groups, and in this case it's the Robins. But they weren't birds for very long. Soon after, they changed their name to the Coasters and went on to a very good career. So there we have our little visit to Smokey Joe's Cafe. And this is Jerry Osborne, happy to be sitting in for Taylor Clark. And we're doing the Blues Journey Hour 2 now. And I'm not sure, there could be a record involved here, because I've never had three consecutive hours on the air at KPTZ before. We'll have to check with Guinness on that one. Anyway, let's go now with Martha and the Vandellas, one of their songs that you don't hear that often, but I think it's pretty neat and you should get familiar with it. 1965 was the year, and the song is Love Makes Me Do Foolish Things.
Love, love, love makes me do foolish things. Sit alone by the phone, a phone that never rings, hoping to hear you say you love me still, knowing you never will. Love, love, love
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and you know love can drive you insane, as could too much champagne, I suppose. Here's a number one song from 1950 on the rhythm and blues charts, and since this is the blues journey, I think it qualifies. Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers, and all the details behind the night of pink champagne. Played Fannie Mae by Buster Brown from 1959, and I want to follow that up now with his second big hit, this time from 1960, and it's Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. Are you sure there isn't a less complicated way to ask that question?
Time we have a date. when you should have wondered why, go and made a change about it. It's your name, it's your name, my baby. Well, for me, baby, you find somebody.
As with most of you who ever bought singles, meaning 45 or 78 RPMs, you probably heard one song on the radio, and that was the one you went and bought. Often, you never heard the flip side on the radio, so until you got the record home, you didn't really know what was on the other side. I will never forget being so astonished when I bought Ruby Baby by the Drifters, and then turned it over and found this incredibly great ballad titled Your Promise to Be Mine. Oh, great sax, great harmony. This is a spectacular record, and it came as the B-side. Well, on this blues journey, this is the A-side. I certainly hope you enjoyed that. From the Drifters, Your Promise to Be Mine. Meanwhile, in November 1955, at the legendary Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, a 20-year-old young man by the name of Presley was recording some red-hot blues, and so here is that historic recording with the real-life title of When It Rains, It Really Pours.
You know what it takes, you got it, baby. When it rains, it really pours. what you want and now you love me. Well, that's the way the story goes. Well, I got troubles, troubles, troubles. When it rained, it really poured.
One of the fascinating and unpredictable things about going on a blues journey is you don't know who you're going to meet along the way. For example, we go from some rockin' blues by the King to some sweet blues and a mellow mood by the Queen of the early 60s, Etta James, and her great song titled
"Who That I Am." For in love with you, and a fool that I am. For thinking you loved me too, you took my heart, then played. Coquette, and my dreams just disappeared like the smoke from a cigarette. And oh, yeah, yeah, fool that I am. For hoping, oh, you'd understand, and thinking you would listen to, and the things I had planned, but we couldn't see eye to eye. So, darling, 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 this is goodbye. But I still care. And oh, fool that I am. But I still care, fool that I am.
She was one of the best, no doubt about it, Etta James and Fool That I Am. Next in the coveted Blues Journey spotlight is a tune from a motion picture that came out in 2000 titled Hanging Up. It was a comedy starring Walter Matthau, but the theme of the show is Once Upon a Time by Jay McShann, and they picked it up from an album that he had about 6 years earlier, and it goes a whole lot like this.
Once upon a time, a girl with moon light in her eyes, put her hand in mine. She said she loved me so. That was once upon a time, very long ago. Once up on a hill, we sat beneath a willow tree. Counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. So once upon a time, how the breeze rustles through her hair, how we always laugh as though tomorrow was there. We were young, didn't have a care, so where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. And everything was ours. How happy we were then. So once upon a time, never comes again.
Sometimes that once upon a time never comes again. What does come again is Elmore James. We had him last hour dusting his broom. Having done that, it's time to look into this situation where it seems the sky is crying.
Wonder, can
she be?
KPTZ Port Townsend.
With kids no more, baby, we belong, you and me,
together.
I vowed never to do you're wrong, and she'll always keep you happy
together.
Now, dear, the thing that I need are very few, but there is one thing that I demand of you.
Just be true
to me. Affection, and there's even more in store,
baby.
Now all these things for you are all I do, and I need nothing in return, just as long as you
just be true
to me.
That was Gene Chandler, the one-time Duke of Earl, but this time from the summer of 1964 with Just Be True. And I'm Jerry Osborne, working hard for Taylor Clark and his blues journey, and he'll be back with you soon. I'm not sure when, but I know he's anxious to get back and take care of his baby. Now, you probably remember from 1961 Ernie K. Doe's big hit, Mother-in-Law. Well, this one is not quite as well known, but it was the follow-up, and he calls it I Have Cried My Last Tear.
I have cried my last tear. There will be no more, my dear.
'Cause I ran
out of tears
for you.
For you.
I said peace of mind. I picked you out, I thought you were right. You kept me crying day and night. I got over you at last. All my crying is in the past. No more sorrow, no tears and pain. I tried hard to be your man.
I have cried my last tear. Now there'll be no more my tears.
Cause I ran
out of tears
for you. I'm sorry it took me so long to find out that you were wrong. That's alright, it took a little time to get you out of my mind. Now it's all over, it's all in the past. No more crying for me at last. No more sorrow, no tears and pain. I tried hard to be your man.
New Orleans way, Ernie K. Doe crying his last tear. And now from 1955, a terrific song that reached number 2 on the charts by Laverne Baker and the Gliders. And she's just trying to understand the rules of the game, but what matters most is that you play it fair.
Feel your heart to the one who gave her heart to you.
If you're going to play with love, then you better play it fair. Thank you, Laverne Baker. Now from late 1966 and early 67, one of Otis Redding's most popular songs, and it also goes hand in hand with that play it fair advice, because it recommends you try a little tenderness. There's a pattern developing here.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting. Just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier. To bear, you won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy.
Otis Redding and Try a Little Tenderness. And if that works for you, then try a lot of tenderness. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ. And this may be a Blues Journey exclusive, or if it has ever been played before on this station, then I'm not aware of it. Many music lovers know that Bobby Vinton had a big hit in 1964 with My Heart Belongs to Only You. But what a lot of folks don't know is that it came out in 1957 on a single by B.B. King, and his version is excellent. Check it out.
My heart belongs to only you. I've never loved as I love you. You've set a flame within me burning, a flame to stay. Within me, yeah. It's just for you I want to live. It's just to you my heart I give. I'll always be a slave, my darling. Prayer. You are the song
love affair. But now my mind is no more doubtful. I've found my heaven with the help of a prayer. You are the song within my soul, a melody that can't grow. I've known for long, my heart belongs to only you.
My heart belongs to you.
If I would have just played that without saying who it was, I'll bet if after playing it I would have said, "Can you name that artist?" probably no one would get it, because that doesn't sound like the B.B. King of The Thrill Is Gone and some of his other songs that you know. But he does a great job on it. Speaking of great jobs, I never heard anything bad from Timmy Euro. She was remarkable. And in 1961, she revived the old Billy Eckstein tune of I Apologize. And she gives it all of that Italian soul that she possesses.
If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. I apologize if I caused you pain. I know that I'm to blame. I must have been insane. Come on, forgive me from the bottom of my broken heart. I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. Oh, we were more than just friends. Now, if I made you blue, I've had some heartaches too. I beg of you,
fabulous Timmy Euro, who stood only a little over 4 feet tall, but had a voice that would make you think she was bigger than Lisa Leslie. And that's her version of I Apologize. Now for something a little more recent, we've got some rockin' blues from 1989. It's Little Charlie and the Nightcats, and one of the most cleverly written songs I've ever heard. And if you don't know it, then just listen close. If you dig it, don't do it. And that's the advice of Dr. Feelgood.
You breathe, and at the rate you're told, and then he told me, if you dig it, don't do it. And if you like it, better leave it alone. And if it's too much fun, that ought to cool you some, that you're probably doing something that's wrong. And I'm surprised at you and all the things you do for, 'cause that ain't what your body is for. And if you think it's bad so far, wait till after this guitar, 'cause the doctor said a whole lot more.
I think my favorite line in all of that is, if a rabbit won't eat it, then you don't need it. Okay, you might recall last hour I played something by Little Willie John, and I told you we would come back this hour with No More in Life. And being a man of my word, here it is.
No more in life. Will I ever love somebody new? I've had my share of misery. Loving you, no. I've stopped my dreaming of things
Little Willie John from 1959 and No More in Life. Now we move ahead a couple of years to 1961 for James Ray. This was a hit for him. I know you have a lot of choices when you decide to make a fool of someone, and I'm so happy you picked someone other than me. One of those people with two first names, James Ray, and if you gotta make a fool of somebody. Next, we zip back to 1946 and a song that I played when we featured the class of 46, but it fits in perfectly with a blues journey, and it's Mildred Bailey, Her and the Blues. They spend a lot of time together.
Me and the blues, we spend a lot of time together. Me and the blues, we're traveling on that getting nowhere road. Nobody knows the lonely hours we spend together. It's mighty weary toting this troublesome load. I'll never know why men are so deceitful. They never treat you like they should. They love you and deceive you, then they up and leave you. What makes them so no good? I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river. Can't go on living, who'd go on living if they were in my shoes? That's one way certain of separating me and the blues. I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river. Can't go on living, who'd go on living if they were in that's one way certain of separating me and the blues.
And so, music lovers, that concludes our 3-hour marathon tonight. I want to remind you that beginning next week, our show, The Class Of, starts at 7 on Wednesday instead of 6, and Taylor's Blues Journey will start at 8 rather than 7. So everything moves up an hour. And thanks so much for listening.